Healthcare and funerals. Please tell us about the healthcare that was available when you were growing up.
Well, there were doctors over at Ashley that you could go to, and there was a hospital at Eureka, South Dakota that could people in our community used. And that was about the extent of it.
What kind of help could they get?
Well, from those doctors in that hospital.
Do you recall any home remedies or cures?
No.
Where was the closest doctor's office?
In Ashley, North Dakota.
During your childhood, did you ever receive or visit a dentist?
Yes, in Ashley.
During your childhood, did you ever visit an eye doctor?
Yes, in Bismarck.
Did anyone in your family pass away during your childhood?
No.
Did you have a funeral for him or her? Can you describe it? Well, you didn't have
Well, one. I don't know how much, like my grandfather passed away, but that wouldn't be.
That wouldn't apply a problem. Is there anything else you would like to add about health care and or funerals?
I don't think so.
Okay, historical events. The Dirty 30s. Please describe the Dirty 30s. How did the Depression affect your family?
Well, it was hard on my father and his banking business, but they came through that. They just had to live day to day and try to get by. And some years there wasn't much of a crop in our area. Some years there were dust storms that were miserable. Mm-hmm. But each year the people thought it would be better, and eventually it did get better.
Did you experience any problems with grasshoppers, jackrabbits, or other animal pests during these years?
I remember my father going along the foundation of our house with a blowtorch and killing grasshoppers.
How did your parents keep food on the table during the Dirty 30s?
Well, my father worked at the bank and had some salary, and so it worked out.
Do you remember anything about the WPA days?
I do not know much.
Do you remember anything about the CCCs?
No, I do not. Although there were young men in our community that went off and worked there.
Is there anything else you would like to add about the Dirty 30s?
No, and we're glad they're over.
Okay, going on to World War II. Please tell us how the outbreak of World War II changed your life.
Well, we started having rationing in World War II, and then a couple of my older cousins had to go into the service, and that's about how our life changed.
Where were you when Pearl Harbor was attacked?
I was living in Ventura, North Dakota.
Was anybody in the community drafted?
Oh, yes.
Did anyone in the families or cousins volunteer to serve in the war?
Well, some did, yeah.
Did you serve in World War II?
No.
Okay, the Korean War. How did outbreak of the Korean War affect your family or you?
It didn't.
Vietnam War. Same question. How did the outbreak of the Vietnam War affect you or your family?
No, it did not.
Going on to more recent World Trade Center attack. How were you affected by the attack on the World Trade Center?
Personally not, but I hope it was really bad for our country.
Okay, childhood memories conclusions. What was your most stressful childhood experience?
Oh, I think living in the 1930s.
What is your happiest childhood memory?
Oh, I think living in Ventura, North Dakota.
What was the most adventurous thing you did during your childhood?
Probably just playing around in Ventura.
Is there anything else about your childhood memories that you would like to add that we have not asked yet?
I do not believe so.
Okay, on to higher education. Please tell us about your college experiences.
I went to college at St. Thomas College in St. Paul, Minnesota. Received a very good education there, and then later went to the University of Minnesota Law School.
What did your parents think about you going to college?
Well, they wanted me to go to college.
Who funded your education?
My parents.
And where did you go, you said?
St. Thomas College in St. Paul and then the University of Minnesota Law School.
Were you awarded a degree?
Yes.
If so, what degree?
I had a bachelor's degree from St. Thomas and a Bachelor of Laws degree from the University of Minnesota, although now they call them Juris Doctor.
What is your favorite college memory?
Well, I think participating in the actual classroom work in the college.
What is your most difficult memory?
Well, some of the toughest courses I had to take.
While you were at school, did you have any part-time jobs?
Yes, I did.
Is there anything else you would like to add about your college and higher education experiences?
No, that they were good experiences, and I was fortunate to receive a good education.
Concluding insights and reflections. Why do you think it is important to tell your life story?
It is good for the person to reflect back on lifetime and tell things that happened during their lifetimes. People who are really ambitious write them in books, but doing it this way is a very good way in our state to get stories of just ordinary people who live here in North Dakota.
Are there other thoughts or observations you would like to share?
I think this program should be continued. I hope NDSU will find the funding for it in some areas of their operations. And I'm sure there are many stories from people in North Dakota that should be cataloged like this.
Is there anyone else that you would like to suggest to us for an interview?
Not one that I know of right now.
Okay. I guess this concludes our interview with Mr. William Kretschmer, and we sure do thank him for sitting down with me, and we went through these questionnaires, and he responded to the questions, and we think we did a good job.
Thank you very much.